Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
This morning, there is extra security here at the campus of Wake Forest Middle School as the school responds to a social media threat. We're live with a look at the steps they're taking to make students and faculty feel safe.
And our morning showers have slipped on out. I'll show you when we'll have our next best chance for rain. And breaking news overseas. Russia's president addresses the war in Ukraine ahead of a speech from President Biden happening just hours from now. We'll get you all caught up on that and much more. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you along here Tuesday after a President's Day Monday. So a lot of folks getting back to school, back to work. And back to Elizabeth Gardner right now in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at those showers. Boy, 4:30, we saw them coming in. Now they're headed out.
That's it. That's going to be the end of it. The very last bit of it is really moving out of Wayne and Wilson counties right now. And we should be dry for the rest of the day today. The big focus now will be the warmth and the wind that we'll see. We'll take a look at Futurecast, just kind of roll through the day. Futurecast shows a mix of sun and clouds on and off today. Maybe a little more cloud cover than sunshine, but hopefully we'll see some blue. We're seeing some blue breaking out in a few spots. We take a look at downtown Raleigh. It's still a little bit damp from a very quick shower that rolled through. This is a look at our Jimmy V restaurant camera looking at City Plaza. 54 degrees right now. It's nice and warm. It's 62 currently in Clinton, 60 in Southern Pines, 56 in Rocky Mount. It's still a chilly 43 up in Roxborough. We'll see temperatures climbing into the 70s by lunchtime. Highs will be in the mid-70s this afternoon. Windy conditions will make for high fire danger. We'll touch on that. And then our next best chance of rain that comes in over the weekend. Brian?
Here at 802, we have some improvement to tell you about in Durham. We had an earlier crash on the Durham freeway between Ellis Road and 147, and the most recent updates from the live sensors out there indicating that traffic's flowing a little more freely. As we take a look at those readings, about a 4-minute delay on either side of 885 between 147 and I-40. We have a crash reported at 55 at Cornwallis Road that we're watching this morning. Apparently a pretty serious crash. Seeing some delays there on that southbound side of 55 heading away from downtown Durham back down toward the I-40 interchange. We also have some slowdown showing up in both directions of 70 right around the Miami Boulevard intersection. Working to find out if there's a crash out there. I just checked with our partners at Waze and they're not reporting anything right now, but we're certainly seeing some heavy backups in both directions. Seeing a little bit of a slowdown starting to build now in South Durham on 40 eastbound between 751 out toward Highway 55. Around Wake County, it looks like a busy morning with the backups in the usual spots like southbound Capitol Boulevard coming out of Wake Forest and southbound Lewisburg Road coming out of Rollsville. But so far, we haven't seen too many crashes showing up out there. Taking a look at some of those major approaches into Raleigh, coming in from the Cleveland community right now on 40 westbound, about a 7-minute delay between 42 and the Clayton Bypass area. Once you get to Business 70, traffic's flowing fairly well. Also coming in from Knightdale this morning on southbound 87, about a 4-minute delay overall.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Students and staff will see more police and added security at Wake Forest Middle School this morning. It's all in response to a threat on social media. WRAL's Laura Levine is at the school right now. And Laura, this is just the latest in a string of threats in Wake County.
It is, Michelle, and right now students are in class here at Wake Forest Middle School, but outside the school building, you will notice that increased presence of law enforcement. We have the sheriff's office here. We have security team members with the school system as well as Wake Forest Police. Now, this is just a precautionary measure to make students and staff feel safe after a social media threat was made against the school yesterday. Principal Chris Bradford shared this message with parents, stating they recently discovered a threat to the school and specific members of the school community that was posted online. He also thanked students and parents for coming forward with the information. Now, this has been reported to the Wake County Sheriff's Office, who is investigating along with the Wake County Public Schools security team. This school threat is added to the long list of threats made in the school system just this month alone. Right now, we are looking at a total of 11 schools across the district that have been targeted. Now, local and state leaders are currently trying to find solutions to crack down on these social media threats. We will continue to monitor the situation here at Wake Forest Middle School. Laura Levine, WRAL News in Wake Forest.
Breaking news, Russian President Vladimir Putin is raising concerns about nuclear weapons and blaming the U.S. for the war in Ukraine.
И в конце концов превратили в расходный материал. Печально, Ну, просто страшно об этом говорить. Ну, факт.
In a speech that wrapped up just before 6 this morning, so a couple hours ago, Putin said Russia is standing ready to resume nuclear weapons testing. He also suspended Russia's participation in a nuclear arms control treaty with the U.S. Putin said the West is to blame for its invasion of Ukraine as Russia marks 1 year since its start. He appeared to reject any offers of peace.
And President Biden will deliver his own speech later this morning from Poland, one day after his surprise visit to Ukraine. White House officials say the address is not meant to be a rebuttal to Putin's, instead a vision for the world moving forward. The focus of the president's speech will be on Ukraine and delivering more support for the country. Secretary of State Antony Blinken emphasized that this is a meeting earlier this morning with Greece's foreign minister.
If we allow this to go forward with impunity, then we will open a Pandora's box around the world where might makes right and would-be aggressors say, well, if they can get away with it, we can get away with it too. And that is not a future that any of us want.
Blinken also thanked Greece for its support of Ukraine so far.
Police are searching this morning for the person who shot and killed a man in the front yard of his Sanford home. Sky 5 shows that scene of the shooting near Magnolia and Simmons Streets yesterday. Family members say 72-year-old Joseph Thomas Smith was killed. Police say another person was also hurt. A woman who identified herself as Smith's sister-in-law says she saw him get shot as she was walking to her car.
He was bleeding, just bleeding. He didn't even know he had been shot. And when I tried to grab him, he fell.
The other man who was shot was taken to the hospital. He's expected to survive. Police haven't said what led up to the shooting.
The U.S. Supreme Court will hear two cases this week that could change the internet. The first case today is over a federal law protecting big tech companies over content posted to their sites by others. The justices will decide whether Google can be sued for using an algorithm to make recommendations after it suggested terrorism videos to users who watched terrorist-related content. Google says allowing lawsuits would force it to either remove more content than needed or to give up on moderating content altogether. Google says that would lead to more harmful material posted online. The Supreme Court will hear a similar case tomorrow.
Parents will need to find a way to get their kids to school in Chapel Hill today. Even more bus routes are canceled since more than half the district's transportation staff is out sick. Most of them tested positive for COVID after an outbreak in the transportation building. The situation is making the existing driver shortage they've been dealing with that much harder. In the last hour, we learned two routes have been filled, bringing the total of uncovered routes down to 21. The district is prioritizing elementary school routes and those students with special needs. Many of the paths are expected to be canceled again tomorrow as well.
Another milestone in the push for more charter schools here in North Carolina. Today, state education leaders are celebrating the opening of the Triangle's newest charter school. An opening ceremony is happening at the Math and Science Academy of Apex. This is the first phase of a $65 million campus project. It'll serve students in kindergarten through eighth grade, and the charter school uses several methods to decide which students to admit with the goal of improving diversity.
Some charter schools have become more diverse as they've adopted what are called weighted lotteries, which are basically lotteries of applicants that are designed around, you know, we'll accept students that reflect the demographic of the county we're operating in.
A new high school is also in the works on the Apex campus. It's set to open next fall. Ahead in our next half hour, WRAL's Anaya Hardin takes a closer look at the growth of charter schools here in North Carolina.
Coming up on 8:10 on your Tuesday morning, Raleigh's Convention Center could soon double in size. Just ahead, how a big expansion there could mean changes to other popular venues nearby.
Plus, we're getting a new look at the aftermath of that huge factory explosion in Ohio. What investigators revealed about the disaster overnight as crews continue to pick up debris.
And wait a minute, did somebody tell everybody in Pinehurst we were going to be in the 70s this afternoon? Look at how many people are on the golf course. Amazing. I'll show you how many of us could see some of these warm, sunny skies this afternoon coming up.
8:12 is the time on your Tuesday. This is a live look from our WRL LiveCam network. Lewisburg, good morning to you. Some of those clouds breaking up. There is sunshine out there. The temperatures are cooperating. And Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with more of those fantastic looks around town.
Yeah, I found a little bit more sunshine. Take a look at Apex and Chapel Hill. We're seeing a little bit of blue sky shining through some of those clouds, or some of the sunshine shining through those clouds, especially there in Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. In Goldsboro, a little farther to the east, we're still seeing a good bit of cloud cover. And we're going to see some cloud cover on and off, but those showers that we saw earlier have definitely moved out. This is a look at our cloud cover currently, and you can see from the triangle area, northward and westward, a little bit of cloud cover. But south and southwest of Raleigh, we're seeing a lot of holes in the clouds. I don't think I can get enough of this blue sky here in Pinehurst, and obviously other people can't either. I know I showed this to you just a few minutes ago, but wow, I can't remember seeing this many people out on the golf course in recent memory, especially at 8:13 in the morning. So must be nice. There's a look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. Last bit of rain sliding eastward. That's going to be it for the day. We'll likely see another front. What's going to happen? This front up here is going to slide through and bring us some cloud cover during the afternoon, some windy conditions. It'll park itself near the South Carolina line and then pick up and head northward as a warm front and clear things out for us tomorrow once that front moves through. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see a little bit of clearing that happens this morning. Futurecast wants to bring some clouds back in as this front gets a little bit closer to us this afternoon. It's also going to be fairly windy as well. We'll see gusts up to 25, 30 miles per hour. That brings us high fire danger, like we talked about just a little bit ago. This is Futurecast for tomorrow. We'll see that front sinking southward and then lifting back north with the potential for an isolated shower once again during the morning commute. But once we get to mid-morning, watch that clearing from the south. We're going to see a very strong flow that develops. It's going to be breezy again tomorrow, bringing all that warmth in. That's going to set the stage for unprecedented temperatures for Thursday. How about Saturday? That's going to be our next best chance for rain. Saturday starts cloudy in the morning. The rain begins to spread across the area at lunchtime, and it picks up in intensity during the afternoon. It should be fairly steady. We'll definitely see some measurable rainfall Saturday, and then it clears out on Sunday. So looking at a small chance for some sprinkles tomorrow morning, a better chance for rain on Saturday. 85, of course, on Thursday. Not only will it likely break the record for the day, it could break the record for the month. I'll explain coming up, Brian.
8:15 right now. We're still watching delays on the Durham Freeway in both directions, but it looks like that crash between 147 and Ellis Road largely has cleared up now. Again, about a 3 or 4 minute backup on either side between 147 and I-40 there in either direction of 885. Also still looking at delays in both directions of 70 around Miami Boulevard there, not too far from the 885 interchange. Not getting any reports of anything specifically causing that right now, but just be aware that you are going to run into those delays. And they're still trying to get this crash cleared from 55 around Cornwallis Road there on the south side of Durham. Elsewhere around Wake County, I just checked with Raleigh 911 looking at each of those crashes you see there. And as far as we can tell, they are not causing any significant delays, which is good news. We are seeing some backups on 64 in both directions heading between Apex and Cary this morning, right around Lake Pine Drive and Laura Duncan Road. Other major approaches into Raleigh, seeing some backups this morning on 40 westbound between 42 and the Clayton Bypass. It's looking at about a 9 minute slowdown overall as you head into Garner, but then it clears up pretty nicely. And just some of the usual congestion there on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound between South Saunders Street and US 1. We're now down to a 3 minute delay coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound and a 7 minute backup on southbound Capitol Boulevard as you head in from Wake Forest.
All right, thank you, Brian. New this morning, we've learned a massive explosion at a metals factory in Ohio is now deadly. Police in the Cleveland suburb of Oakwood Village announced after midnight that a 46-year-old maintenance worker died from his injuries. 12 other people were taken to the hospital. New video shows the smoke from that factory that drivers could see from the road. Investigators have not said what caused the explosion. It was powerful enough to scatter debris hundreds of feet away.
Today, the son of disbarred South Carolina attorney Alec Murdaugh will take the stand in his father's murder trial. The defense is calling Buster Murdaugh to testify, as well as an expert in reconstructing accidents. That expert will give a different perspective on how investigators handled the scene of the murders. Murdaugh is accused of killing his wife, Margaret, and their son, Paul, in the days after Murdaugh was accused of fraud at his law firm.
Fox News host Tucker Carlson now has access to all of the security footage from the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riots. Fox News confirmed the reports last night. Those reports say that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a Republican, gave Carlson personal access to the footage. McCarthy has vowed to hold hearings on the Capitol riots. Carlson says there was never any reason for the video to remain secret. The January 6th committee in the U.S. House chose not to release some of that footage because it showed how top officials are evacuated.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is already hitting the campaign trail. She made her first stop in Iowa since announcing her candidacy for president in 2024.
We need to leave the status quo in the past in the past. We've got work to do. We've got to look forward. We've got to figure out what we're going to do for America. This is bigger than a person.
That was her response when asked why people should vote for her instead of former President Trump. Haley is the only other Republican who has announced a run for president against Trump so far. Trump has not been to Iowa yet this year.
Raleigh's convention center could be getting a big upgrade. The general manager for the facility says it needs more space. The expansion being considered now would add 500,000 square feet, doubling the size of the campus. It would also move the Red Amphitheater across the street. Supporters say the addition could attract new conventions and get existing ones to stay.
We have some really great conferences that we have grown and been with them through, and now they're so big they have to leave.
Wake County and Raleigh City Manager will review the plan. It could go up for a vote as soon as June 20th. Money for the expansion would come from the fund that collects hospitality or tourism taxes. And that includes tax dollars generated by big events like the Carolina Hurricanes Stadium Series. Nearly 60,000 fans packed Carter-Finley Stadium on Saturday night. The event is expected to have brought in more than $12 million. The Canes owner, Tom Dundon, spoke only on WREL about how soon we could see another event like this.
I think if we try to do it too soon, like next year, it'd be difficult. Some people might quit on me, but I don't think we're going to have to wait another whatever. I guess we've never had one, so it's 20 plus years. But yeah, I'm optimistic that we're going to get. It's not because of me. Just it went so well. It'd be hard to imagine they don't that the NHL doesn't want to do this again too.
And he gave a lot of the credit to local leaders, NC State, and the Hurricanes staff for the success.
Today, construction begins on a new fire station serving Johnston County. A groundbreaking ceremony is happening this afternoon for the new Wilson's Mills Fire Station and Training Center on Gordon Road in Clayton. Novo Nordisk donated the land for the facilities, which will provide fire and EMS services both for the community and for the company's nearby manufacturing plants. The work is scheduled to be completed next year. RDU is preparing for a busy spring travel season. Breeze Airlines will add a new flight to LAX in Los Angeles. Additionally, Southwest Airlines will begin nonstop service to Houston and Las Vegas in April. Frontier Airlines is adding Dallas to its list of destinations. Tickets for all these flights are on sale now.
Students at One Cary High School are showing their appreciation for bus drivers this morning. Starting at 9:45, Green Level High School students will be cooking them breakfast. February is Love the Bus Month, and schools in the area and across the country have been celebrating their bus drivers with gifts, cards, and special breakfasts like the one this morning.
There's a lot going on in Hollywood, both at the box office and along the Walk of Fame. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
Avatar: The Way of Water has passed Titanic for third place on the worldwide all-time box office chart. With $2.244 billion, the sequel is still more than half a billion behind Avengers Endgame for second, and nearly $680 million behind the original Avatar for first. Of course, with the two Avatars and Titanic, James Cameron still has three of the top four highest-grossing movies ever.
Pushing our sound to places we've never been before.
Pentatonix is kicking off a busy week on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Grammy-winning a cappella group gets a star today in the live performance category. 3 days from now, a posthumous star ceremony is planned for the late actor Ray Liotta in the movies category. And then 3 days after that, actress and producer Courtney Cox gets her star in the television category. Plenty of friends figure to be on hand for all three Tinseltown events. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
It'll be a busy morning in New Orleans, you know that. This is a live look right now in the French Quarter. Fat Tuesday is upon us. Mardi Gras gets underway. The first parade starts in 15 minutes or so. Festivities kicked off yesterday with the arrival of the king and the queen of the carnival. It is tradition for them to arrive by boat at the city's riverfront on the day before Mardi Gras. That is known as Lundi Gras.
It's always a fun time. You and I are both not strangers. We've been to New Orleans and, you know, Mardi Gras, and you got the beads and you have the drinks. I mean, it's a good time.
It is a great time. And I put food right up there, number one.
The beignets.
Just every bit of food. Something, crab etouffee, whatever. It's French for just delightful goodness.
I know. And the music. The music is always good, too.
Yeah.
It's a fun time.
Can't go wrong. Yeah. Good times.
All right. Coming up, a brand of baby formula you might have at home is being pulled off shelves. The health concerns the maker of ProSo-B has about the product.
Plus, two big steps being taken today to address growing concerns over any toxic hazards in the aftermath of that huge train derailment in Ohio.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26 on your Tuesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We are in for a treat weather-wise. Some really nice temperatures for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here to show us what we can expect.
Where is winter? It's already warm out there this morning. And we're looking at 70s this afternoon and tomorrow, too. 56 right now in Rocky Mount. It's still cloudy here. Even a little bit of drizzle showing up on the camera lens, but the rain has moved out of our viewing area. We saw a little bit of that in our southern counties this morning. Durham sitting at 54. Look at that. Some sunshine in Fayetteville and 61 degrees. So heading out the door, you can leave your big heavy coat at home. You might want a jacket. We'll see variably cloudy skies as we head through the day today. It's going to be a nice afternoon at the park. Now, it's going to be a little bit windy, but temperatures will climb into the mid-70s. Even if you can't head out there until 6 o'clock or so, we're still looking at upper 60s. Brian?
Our partners at Waze are telling us that they still have this crash as an active scene on 55 at Cornwallis Road on the south side of Durham, but we're not seeing any big delays there. Also still seeing some lingering delays in both directions of 885 from an earlier crash on that northbound side. That's where you're seeing the heaviest backups. About a 5-minute slowdown between I-40 and 85. Not worth considering 55 as an alternate route. Around Raleigh, we have a few minor crashes in the clearing stages. A 5-minute delay on 40 westbound coming in around the Clayton Bypass. And out of Wake Forest this morning, about a 6-minute delay on southbound Capitol Boulevard.
Thank you, Brian. Extra security is in place this morning on the campus of Wake Forest Middle School. The principal told parents it's in response to a threat posted on social media. The school is investigating. There have been nearly a dozen threats to Wake County Public Schools this month alone. Next on Fox 50, a Goldsboro native hopes to address fears about that huge train derailment in Ohio. And ahead on today, the legendary Pink is in Studio 1A to share some brand new music.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And taking a look at Chapel Hill, a little bit of sunshine peeking through after a little wave of rain earlier this morning. I'll show you how warm the temperatures will climb, how close we'll get to records.
It's a terrifying new look at crumbling buildings after a second devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria as a renewed search and rescue effort begins.
And a new charter celebrating its opening today. Coming up, we're going to tell you about the person who's going to be visiting and why so many charter schools are popping up in our area.
It is an interesting topic. We'll visit it in just a moment. It's 8:30 right now. Thanks so much for making us part of your routine. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. You're going to like today. Mm-hmm. It is starting out beautiful. It's going to get even more beautiful. Temperatures heating up today. It's nice. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with a look at Chapel Hill right now. Probably not a lot of sad people walking around outside today, Elizabeth.
It certainly is pretty here. We started off with some cloud cover and, of course, just a quick sprinkle in some spots, but looking beautiful in Chapel Hill. And we're on our way into the 70s this afternoon. We take a look at the cloud cover. We're still seeing some of that across parts of Wake County and up across, say, Durham County. Nice and clear up near the Virginia line. We're seeing sunshine in Fayetteville and down around Sampson County through the Sand Hill. So just a little bit of cloud cover there. It'll be variably cloudy for today. You can see at 9 o'clock, this nice patch of clear sky. But Futurecast wants to bring in a little bit more cloud cover as a cold front approaches us by later this afternoon. The winds will pick up as well. We're not likely to see any more rain, however. We take a look at downtown Raleigh from our Jimmy V camera. Everything's dried out nicely after just a quick sprinkle this morning. Our temperature at 54 degrees currently. We're at 63 in Clinton, 56 in Rocky Mount, 60 in Southern Pines, but still 45 in Roxborough, but on the cooler side there. We'll climb into the mid-70s and stay there for much of the afternoon, but we'll see winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour, so we will have high fire danger this afternoon. You want to make sure you put off any outdoor burning for a few days.
Students and staff will see more police and added security at Wake Forest Middle School this morning. It is in response to a threat on social media. WRL's Laura Levine is tracking this case, just the latest in a disturbing string of threats in Wake County.
What we're seeing here today at Wake Forest Middle School is really just a safety precaution. Right now at the school, there is an increased presence of law enforcement. We have the sheriff's office here. We also have Wake Forest Police positioned right in front of the school. Now, Principal Chris Bradford shared this message with parents, stating they recently discovered a threat to the school and specific members of the school community that was posted online. He also thanked students and parents for coming forward with the information. This has been reported to the Wake County Sheriff's Office, who is investigating along with the Wake County Public Schools security team here. This school threat is added to the long list of threats made in the school system just this month alone. Right now, you're looking at a total of 11 schools across the district that have been targeted. Local and state leaders are currently working to find solutions to help crack down on a lot of these social media threats. We will continue to monitor the situation here today at Wake Forest Middle. Laura Levine, WRL News in Wake Forest.
And we are continuing to follow breaking news overseas. Russian President Vladimir Putin is raising concerns about nuclear weapons and blaming the U.S. for the war in Ukraine.
И в конце концов превратили в расходный материал. Печально.
In a speech that wrapped up just before 6 o'clock this morning, Putin said Russia is standing ready to resume nuclear weapons testing. He also suspended Russia's participation in a nuclear arms control treaty. Putin said the West is to blame for its invasion of Ukraine as Russia marks 1 year since its start. He appeared to reject any offers of peace.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, President Biden right now meeting with Poland's President Andrzej Duda. This is a live look right now at the welcoming ceremony. That's President Duda to the left of President Biden there. The meeting comes after Biden made a surprise visit to Ukraine. And Poland has taken a number of refugees from that war. So the president is in Poland to recognize that and to, of course, talk about the continued support for Ukraine. Now, President Biden, as we've just mentioned, will deliver his own speech later this morning from Poland. The White House says that address is not meant to be a rebuttal to the one that Putin gave this morning, but instead that speech will focus on his vision for the world he wants to help build. Again, there's a live look at the welcoming ceremony in Warsaw, Poland, between President Biden and Andrzej Duda.
Thanks, Ken. Parents will need to find a way to get their children to and from school in Chapel Hill today. More bus routes are canceled since more than half the district's transportation staff is out sick. Most of them tested positive for COVID after an outbreak in the transportation building. The situation is making the existing driver shortage they're dealing with that much harder. Today, 21 bus routes will be uncovered after two were filled in just the last 90 minutes. Yesterday, some students didn't arrive at school until more than an hour after classes started.
We're doing the best we can with the folks who can be at work today. It's nobody's idea of an ideal situation, and it breaks our heart that some students may not be at school, or at least some students are missing valuable time at school as a result of what's coming on.
The district is prioritizing elementary school routes and those students with special needs. Many routes are expected to be canceled tomorrow as well.
Today, the Wake County Public Schools Board will take its first step toward finding a new superintendent. Superintendent Kati Moore recently announced that she will retire at the end of June. In a work session today, board members will hear a presentation from the North Carolina School Boards Association about recommendations for hiring a replacement. Moore has been the school system superintendent since 2018. Meanwhile, the Triangle's newest charter school is celebrating its opening today. This all comes as more schools like it are being built across our state. WRAL's Naya Harden is live in Apex this morning to explain why charter schools are gaining popularity. Naya.
Well, right now we are seeing parents arriving to school, dropping their children off here at Triangle Math and Science Academy. This in Apex. For their official opening that's going to be happening today, and the state superintendent will be here as well. This school adds to the more than 200 charter schools across the state, many of them in Wake County. The number continues to grow. Public school systems have argued that they take money from public schools and they lack diversity. Some of the reasons parents are choosing to go to charters could be due to the high amount of capped public schools and bus driver shortages. WRAL education reporter Emily Walkenhorst says some charter schools are pushing for more inclusion.
Some charter schools have become more diverse as they've adopted what are called weighted lotteries, which are basically lotteries of applicants that are designed around, you know, we'll accept students that reflect the demographic of the county we're operating in. So you've seen some improvements as schools adopt those weighted lotteries.
And this school says that they are going to be including free and reduced lunch, free transportation across areas in the Triangle, and they will have Saturday school. Naya Harden, WRAL News, Apex.
Search and rescue efforts are once again underway this morning in Turkey and Syria after a second big, deadly earthquake in just over 2 weeks. In just the last 3 hours, officials revised the strength of that earthquake from a magnitude 6.3 to a 6.4. They also raised the death toll now from 3 to 8. More than 200 others were hurt. Video shows buildings damaged in the last quake, crumbling after this new one. It struck around noon our time yesterday, just miles from the epicenter of the last major earthquake. The one 2 weeks ago killed at least 47,000 people.
Today, the head of the EPA will be back in Ohio as a new clinic opens up for people affected by that massive train derailment. Michael Reagan, who was born in Goldsboro, will address ongoing health concerns linked to that crash. Many neighbors have said that they're experiencing nausea, headaches, even trouble breathing, and think it could be because of the chemicals that were released in the aftermath of the derailment, which was more than 2 weeks ago now.
I have lost my sense of smell and taste since then, some respiratory issues.
Health officials have said the air and water are safe. The clinic opening today will make sure that remains the case. Federal medical teams will also be visiting the area this week.
1 month after a first grade teacher was shot by one of her students, a Virginia school is facing a new threat. Just ahead, the text message that has parents concerned for the children's safety.
Plus, why thousands of containers of baby formula are being pulled off shelves this morning.
And the rain's moving out. Warm weather is moving in as you look live. Southeast Wake County from our tall tower cam. How long this will last and the records we could set coming up.
...843 on your beautiful Tuesday. I mean, check out those blue skies over Pinehurst. Golf course kind of cleared out a little bit. You see a couple of players, but it was crowded earlier this morning, and I think it's probably going to stay that way for the rest of the day because we are going to have some beautiful weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking temperatures that are going to get into the 70s today.
Maybe they all hit it out on the golf course. They were warming up, and now they're off and running. I hope so, but it's so beautiful out there. Well, let's take a look at Durham. Beautiful blue skies here over downtown Durham. You can see the Lucky Strike Tower there. I'm looking at a little bit of lingering cloud cover in places, and I think we'll see some clouds here and there because we have a cold front that'll approach later on this afternoon. Right now it's 54. We're quickly going to climb into the 60s and then the 70s, looking at 72 at lunchtime. time. And I'm certainly one that is always saying, hey, go eat your lunch outside. The thing about today is it's going to become windy starting around lunchtime. So that could make it, you know, a little bit tricky with napkins flying around, that sort of thing. But normally I'd say, yeah, head out, especially if it's 72 degrees. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see here as we get through the next several hours, a mix of sun and clouds. We get into the afternoon and our cold front approaches. No rain with this cold front, but we will likely end up with some windy conditions as it moves on by. We'll likely see some cloud cover tomorrow morning because the cold front's going to sink down here to South Carolina and then lift northward as a warm front and push even more warmth in just in time for us to see temperatures in the 80s by Thursday. Seems crazy. Our afternoon looks like this. 79 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 77 in Goldsboro and Southern Pines, mid-70s in the Triangle, and 73 degrees up in Roxboro. Our wind speed forecast definitely picking up as we get into the afternoon. We'll see steady winds at about 15 to 20, gusting 25 to 30, and that means high fire danger. We're going to start to dry out the atmosphere once this front comes through, and with the low humidity and the wind, fires can definitely spread quickly, so you're asked not to do any outdoor burning today. Definitely going to warm things up fast. You can see these dark red colors turning to pink on Thursday. That's going to put us way above normal. Not just above normal, but way above the previous record. We're close to the record today, just a degree today and tomorrow from that record. So it wouldn't be that difficult to tie the record today or tomorrow. But Thursday, I mean, we're just going to shoot right on by it. 79, the previous record set back in 1980, we could hit 85 degrees. If we do hit 85 degrees, it not only will be the record, but it's historic in another way. It'll be the warmest February day on record. At RDU, the previous warmest was 84. That was set back in 1977 on the 26th. 85 is our normal high on June 4th. It's kind of hard to keep track of it, but our normal high right now is in the upper 50s, nowhere close to the 80s. Of course, with all this warmth, the tree pollen's beginning to see a rise. A poplar and elm are high today, tomorrow, and Thursday, and probably beyond that. Haven't seen any of the yellow pine pollen yet, but as warm as these temperatures were in January and now in February, we could see the pollen season beginning a little bit earlier. Saturday is going to be our next best chance for rain. We cooled back down into the 50s, and we'll see rain in the afternoon. Keep checking back, though. We'll walk you through the timeline for Saturday showers.
Thanks, Elizabeth. There's growing concern this morning in a Virginia community after a threat to the elementary school there, where a six-year-old is accused of shooting his teacher just a few weeks ago. A school supervisor wrote to parents saying a fifth grader in Newport News sent a text to a group writing he would, quote, pop some bullets and tell someone to shoot up the class. Another student in that group shared the text with a parent who notified the school. Police and school officials are investigating. Last month, a first grade teacher at the same school was shot by one of her students on campus. She is recovering.
Alec Baldwin will face downgraded charges when he appears in a courtroom for his role in a deadly shooting this Friday. Prosecutors in New Mexico reduced Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter charge. That would cut down on time he could face in jail from 5 years to a maximum of 18 months. Baldwin was holding the gun that fired on the set of the movie Rust, killing the film's cinematographer, Helena Hutchins. Baldwin's lawyers say their client was charged wrongly under a state law, but that law passed months after the shooting took place.
We have a recall to tell you about involving a popular baby formula. Enfamil says it is voluntarily recalling two batches of its ProSobe formula. The company says it's because bacteria might have contaminated the formula. The recall affects 145,000 cans of it. So far, there's no evidence the bacteria made its way into the formula. There's no report of anybody getting sick. The formula was made between August and September and is set to expire March 1st of next year.
The lawsuits against Twitter are piling up as its bills go unpaid. The Wall Street Journal reports Twitter's 9 pending lawsuits total $14 million. 3 lawsuits involve the company's San Francisco headquarters. They accuse Twitter of failing to make almost $6.8 million in rent payments. Another one of the lawsuits says the company owes $7,000 for a gift box given to new CEO Elon Musk all the way back in October.
Wake Tech is getting nearly $1 million in federal funding to help train students in the electric vehicle industry. Congresswoman Deborah Ross will join school and county leaders today in announcing the $939,000 investment. It'll be used to start Wake Tech's Grid to Plug to Wheels program. It's a two-year program that'll train technicians to build and maintain power supply infrastructure and service electric vehicles. This morning's ceremony is happening at the school's Hendricks Center for Automotive Excellence.
You'll need to follow a detour if you're headed through one of the main entrances to Butner today. Crews are closing Central Avenue at the railroad tracks to make upgrades to the crossings there. The work should last about 2 days. If you're trying to enter Butner from I-85, you're asked to take the exit for NC-56 or NC-15.
Today, people living in Fayetteville can help choose how they want to spend federal money. The city is hosting a discussion on a community development block grant. That money would go towards issues like affordable housing, economic development, job skills training, and lowering homelessness. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 at the Cliffdale Recreation Center. And Raleigh wants to hear from you on how your tax dollars should be spent. You have just 1 week left to share your thoughts on the city's budget for next year. There's a poll on Raleigh's website asking for feedback on transportation, housing, parks, and the environment. And here's incentive. Five people who answer questions will be randomly selected to win a $50 gift card.
An estimated 24,000 hockey fans were in Carter Finley Stadium for another outdoor showcase last night. The NC State Ice Pack took on the UNC Tar Heels on the ice. Both teams scored early, but NC State pulled away for a 7-3 win.
Tonight, Durham Public School students will perform on stage at the DPAC to raise money for college scholarships. DPS and the DPS Foundation are co-hosting this event called Evening to Shine. The show will feature student vocal and dance performances. The money they raise will support the Durham Promise Scholarship Fund. The show is happening tonight, 7 o'clock at the DPAC.
Governor Roy Cooper honored the contributions of black judges and lawyers during a ceremony at the governor's mansion. Governor Cooper delivered remarks to dozens of honorees, including professors, district court judges, and Durham Mayor Elaine O'Neill, a former district and superior court judge. The governor said their contributions have made the state more fair and equitable, even though more needs to be done.
But there's a lot of work when you're dealing with systemic racism. And we know that is what we have faced and continue to face.
The governor also highlighted steps his administration has taken to address racial inequality.
We're uncovering tangible traces of the Underground Railroad that ran through North Carolina. This week, our Hidden History series takes us to Halifax, North Carolina. WRL's Ken Smith gives us a look at a historic jail and the dangerous journey freedom seekers encountered.
In Halifax, North Carolina, the path to freedom for enslaved people flowed along the tranquil Roanoke River. But escaping slavery across this peaceful waterway in this rural community was a journey wrought with uncertainty, fear, and danger.
Our 1838 jail is a place where when freedom seekers were apprehended, it is one of the places that they would have been brought to.
The freedom seekers who ended up in this jail could face extreme punishment, including torture, flogging, and what's more, they were often sent back into slavery.
People are often trying to find something that would be a tangible part of the Underground Railroad.
The stories of many freedom seekers are lost to time, but so-called runaway ads from that era paint a picture of what men and women would face chasing a life of freedom.
When a freedom seeker disappeared, the slaveholders would put out an ad called a runaway ad. For us as researchers, oftentimes that's our only real reference to these people in their search for freedom.
McMahon says the runaway ads also show many freedom seekers didn't give up on their dream of a better life when they were caught and sent back into slavery.
We have accounts of individuals that actually traveled through Halifax in search of freedom. One of the most famous is James Williams, who actually swam across the Roanoke River near Halifax in the middle of a thunder and lightning storm.
Visitors can now step into a 200-year-old jail cell where freedom seekers were held when they were caught. They can also walk the Underground Railroad Trail through the woods to an overlook of the Roanoke River, the path to freedom that gave enslaved people a life raft. Ken Smith, WRL News.
Well, the hidden history, not always pretty, but always fascinating, certainly. You can visit historic Halifax for a tangible history of the Underground Railroad. You can also read the full story on WRL.com. Just search Black History Month.
And before we go to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. Good luck.